Hello, Gemini friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Gemini November 2022 astrology horoscope forecast. If you want more free goodies that I make for you each month, look in the links in the notes underneath the podcast or video to access those goodies. This is for you if Gemini is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Gemini that you're watching for. This is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Gemini, so we'll say around June 15th through the rest of the sign, or around 23 degrees or so of a Gemini placement through the rest of the sign, then I suggest you additionally listen to my Cancer report, as there will be more information for you in both of those reports that you can utilize. So what do we have going on this month? We have Jupiter going direct. Yay. So much to celebrate there. We have Mars still retrograding your sign, actually officially recently retrograding your sign after a long prelude. We have a grand water trine in the sky bringing all kinds of opportunities. And we have a very different month in the first part of November than we do in the second part of November, as those water energies of Scorpio shift into Sagittarius energy. So we'll talk about how that will affect you, and we'll just take it piece by piece. Okay, so the first thing to know is that, and I'm calling the theme of this month Dragon Slayer, Gemini the Dragon Slayer, because this is a time when this eclipse is giving you opportunities to face your fears and to conquer them. Okay, there is never a better time to clear karma and step into your highest expression than in an eclipse cycle. And this particular eclipse cycle is very much accentuating your practical work out in the world and your intuitive guidance and your more quiet personal private space, including the space of your deep inner recesses of your mind. This lunar eclipse can eclipse something very important out for you. Okay, so we'll just give you a quick background about this eclipse cycle. Scorpio Taurus eclipse cycle started at the end of 2021, goes to the end of 2023. The storylines that are at play are happening for all of those couple of years, okay? But when we get into the 4 to 6 weeks before and after each eclipse, that's the eclipse season. So September through December, right now, is the eclipse season, and the solar eclipse at 2 degrees of Scorpio on October 25th, that's happening, okay? We're still feeling those effects in November, and then November 8th, we've got the 16 degree of Taurus eclipse that's happening. And for you all, that's happening in your 12th house of your deep subconscious mind, of that wellspring where everything comes from, the cosmic soup, where all the stuff in your attic, the goodies, the things that your great-grandparents left down the line that have value, or the yucky stuff that's in the attic that has to be cleaned out in order to find the gold. Okay, all of those things. And the eclipse is happening at the point where Uranus is also there. Okay, so we've got startling revelations. We have shocking discoveries of self. We have sudden changes in insight, and we have sudden conquering of your inner demons, slaying of your inner dragons, which can actually change your life forever. Okay, this is a very, very big time for Geminis to, like I said before, face your fears. Okay, if there's an addiction, if there is a habit, if there is a belief system, if there is something that you're so afraid of, this is the time for shadow work, and it's going to come up whether you want it to or not. So the more you consciously dive into it, the more you're going to be helped by this. Okay, so if you haven't already watched my video, Change Your Life in 2 Minutes or Less, I strongly suggest you have and use this tool as part of the process of facing and slaying your dragons, because this is going to be, your life can actually be dramatically different after this time, and you can be much more free, because that's what this is really about. And especially with Uranus there making a connection to this this eclipse, it's like the story is freedom, and you are being held captive by something that may seem to be external to you, but it's actually internal to you. And the odds are that it's going to have something, it's going to be different for different people, but there's a very strong chance that for many of you, this is going to have to do with being a little less flexible about things. Okay, Gemini is notorious for flexibility. You're a mutable sign. You're like, hey, that's okay. Hey, that's okay. This is part of the reason why we know and love these charming Geminis who always seem to say the right thing, and maybe not 100% of people with the placement have all of those traits, but that is a tendency for Geminis. They're prolific with their expression. They, you know, can speak to people of different situations and connect with people of all different kinds of backgrounds pretty seamlessly. And there's just sort of an ease that goes along with Gemini energies where, again, that comes from that flexibility. But sometimes that flexibility creates some instability because it's hard to get centered with certain things that are certain, and it's also easier to kind of avoid or sweep under the rug those things that you're afraid of because you just sort of go into mental activity or physical activity to avoid them. So this is your chance to find your freedom by conquering and slaying your dragons, and it's a very exciting time. So if you want to understand more about the implications of these eclipses, and I highly recommend you look into this, go to anniehelpsyoutv.com or my YouTube homepage, which is the same thing. Go to the eclipse playlist and read or watch the video for eclipses in Taurus. That's the sign. Eclipses in Scorpio, that's the one from October, which will still be affecting now. Look for eclipses in Pisces because that's the house that this eclipse is going to be in. And then eclipses in Virgo because that's the house that the eclipse from October is going to be in. And between those four videos, you'll have a really good idea of the patterns and the ways that this eclipse may manifest for you. Okay, so we got that out of the way. First thing, intensity, big chance to blast karma and claim more freedom in your life by revitalizing your perspective and conquering your fears. So the next big thing to know is that we do have a lot of water energy starting in October and carrying through the first half of November. This is going to kind of factor into this, you know, everything in astrology is layers. We take a layer, then we add another layer in. Sometimes the new layer conflicts with the old layer. Sometimes it adds to the story. And in this case, we're seeing this story of emotions, of deep emotions, of resentments, of unfelt anger, of hidden anger, of, you know, feelings that you haven't let yourself feel because you were afraid. Things that you want to say to people, but it might poison your relationship. And so looking for a different way, like to write it and then rip it up, or, you know, it has to come out at this time. And tensions are going to be high emotionally within you, which can then lead to anxiety. So the more you work with this energy consciously, the less it has to tap you on the shoulder to be dealt with, but you are going to be feeling it. Now, at the same time, this will give you a lot of positive opportunities to connect with other people and to heal wounds and to go into deeper levels of intimacy in your relationship. So this is a very strong time of really prioritizing your relationships with people, and not necessarily, like, if you have to say something to someone that is very nasty because you're angry, it is important to get those angry feelings out, but it might be helpful for you to write and delete an email rather than actually send it before you try to take on communicating with that person so that you can come more purely from your heart and not from your fear or your anger. But this is definitely going to happen. But then as the month goes on, we're going to change into the Sagittarius energies, which are much more conducive for Gemini storylines. And included with that, Jupiter is going to be going direct. Okay, so we're going to get to that. But I want to talk a little bit more about this water energy because we do have a water grand trine with the star goddesses, with Venus and the sun, and Mercury and Neptune and Jupiter for a little while. I mean, we have so many planets in water this month that everybody's having access to more intuition, more cooperation and harmony, more creative solutions and expression, more quiet personal pursuits, more, you know, just realization of the quiet space, the lesser seen realms, and the ways that those places and those in your being can factor into your practical experience. Because for Geminis, the water signs in the sky, when they're moving through those transits, actually accentuate your earth houses. Okay, so taking emotions and doing something practical with them, taking emotions and doing something productive with them, taking emotions and manifesting and materializing with them, and getting much more clear about your priorities and where you've been putting your energy and what that has been causing you to manifest and how you can turn that ship around. Okay, so that's all happening. Now, let's talk about, let's see here, so that's where there is. That let's talk about Jupiter waking up. Okay, so Jupiter went to sleep in July when it went retrograde. Certain things that had been speeding up started to go not speed up as much, and now you're going to notice that these things are intensifying again. Now, this is happening as Mars is shutting certain things down. So this is going to be a very interesting story, which I'll help you navigate through. But the point is that Jupiter wants to return social interactions to you in a greater way, you as part of a group, you as part of a community. That storyline of Jupiter is really coming through, you and your presence online. You know, Jupiter is waking up, and a lot of these passion projects or work-based projects or connections with social groups or your tribe or your community is going to be blazing forward from November through May of 2023. So what's getting woken up here is a long-term chance to completely revitalize those sectors of your life. And you will be feeling that even in earlier November before it actually goes direct. So that's something to celebrate. And Jupiter is also going back into Aries very soon. And that is at a favorable angle for Geminis, which is bringing lots of opportunities. You know, it dipped back into Pisces a little bit. Again, this is working with just some unresolved emotions that you have to get situated before you can really start to manifest in your next levels and manifest your skyscraper higher than it was before. And that's something to note, is that in the Jupiter retrograde time between the end of July and the end of November is a time to test the foundations and strengthen the foundations of the things that you're building, because they might not be strong enough for the vision that you have. And this is a time to scale back, to improve, to strengthen. And then when you blaze forward again, you have a better structure to hold what you're trying to create. Okay, so let's talk about the Sag energy. So starting the second half of November, you will have already been overstimulated from the emotional things, okay? But as far as like the busy things, like doing stuff, connecting with people, you know, travel, teaching, learning, education, adventure, all of these things are going to start to come back around, and it's going to make you very overstimulated. But you're probably going to have a lot of chances to see people and do things and plan things, and this can be an amazing time. You might actually take a really fun trip as well. Adventure will be calling, and this might be a good time for you to actually respond to that call. Now, just note that if you have to make some plans for this time, when I'm recording this in September and when I'll be posting this in September, Mercury is still going to be in retrograde, and I don't recommend that as a time when now trying to plan for the time that I'm speaking of currently. Once we get into, you know, mid-October, that's going to be a little bit better of a launch point to try to plan some things for November and December to respond to that, you know, adventure calling, okay? And you'll get a more clear picture of what is lined up for you to do that will be in your best interest. And once you conquer these other, you know, demons here, some things might open up in a really major way for you to do some things you've been wanting to do for a long time. Okay, so Jupiter direct. Okay, so Mars retrograde. Let's talk about that. Mars going retrograde is going to make you lazy in certain areas of your life, or make you obsessed in certain areas of your life, or make you try to force things that are not the best things to do. So while Jupiter is waking up some things, Mars is putting certain things to sleep. So the best way to use these energies is to notice when you're experiencing frustration and to take the gas off in that direction and put the energy where it's flowing. Okay, you can also experiment with different things and see what's flowing well, and then follow the one with the least obstacles, because frustration is the keynote of Mars retrograde if you're trying to push an agenda that doesn't want to be forced at that time. A lot of things involving money and finances and your self-sufficiency are going to be coming up. So if you feel like you're hitting some stumbling blocks, you might have to just take some pressure off and maybe go internal. You know, I'm always talking about money consciousness. Money consciousness is a real thing. This is something that I started to figure out probably 25 years ago. And as a result, it's helped me to be very successful with my entrepreneurial things in my, you know, in the financial sectors in my, you know, career, because I started to understand that certain people know certain things that allow them to be successful that other people don't know. So I made it my mission in my 20s to figure out, what are those things that certain people know that I don't know, that if I knew those things, I could do better. And I set to learn those things, like Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, you know, just some basic classics. And there are more current things now, like Timothy Ferris's books. And of course, I always recommend Margaret Lynch. She Rainier, she just recently got married. She is like an authority now on money consciousness and how to clear money consciousness. So if you're having some roadblocks in your financial sector, or having some ups and downs, or sabotaging yourself, or booms and busts, you definitely want to take the opportunity to start addressing some of these financial, you know, deep belief systems that can actually be inhibiting you from experiencing more abundance and ease in that sector of life. But this is a good time for you to conquer those as well. All right, so the last thing that I want to talk about has to do with the new moon in Sagittarius. So the same day that Jupiter goes direct, November 23rd, we have a beautiful new moon in Sag. This is the opposing sign for Gemini, but in very many ways is complementary. These are energies that speak your language. They work really well together. You as a Gemini might notice you have a lot of Sagittarius friends. I notice that I have a lot of Gemini friends, and we can just talk forever. And then what do? We exhaust each other, right? Because we and ourselves, because we just go blah, 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 all this time. And we're similar in that way. Okay. So this is like a very overstimulating, it could be exhaustive, but very exciting, very exhilarating and fulfilling. Energetic, and having a new moon, you know, in something of that configuration is very important. So all of you will feel the goodies and possibly exhaustion from all of the excess of fun or things to do in those arenas in the days around the 23rd. One more piece about Mars retrograde. Remember that it is in your sign. So from the summer or winter for you all down under in 2022 until the spring or fall for you all down under in 2023, you're actually having an extended, unusually long period of the planet Mars in your sign. So this is helping you redo how you use your energy, how you view yourself, your identity, how you connect with, you know, others, how you present yourself, how you see yourself, how others see you, and how you align your efforts along the fronts of your physical body, your image, and your foundational healing from, you know, childbirth even, like your birth traumas, your childhood traumas, all of those things are coming in a long-term way for you to make some serious headway on, and you do have the chance to do that at this time. Okay, so I've given you a lot of information to work with to help you make the most of the starry possibilities. If you would like more free goodies from me, go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the free goodies I make for you and all of my other offerings. And I also have blogs on that site, astrology blogs and more. You can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. This is a beautiful site if you haven't seen it yet. This is an astrology-kissed nest where you can cozy in and learn about how astrology can help you in your daily experience, and also lots of tips for and spirit fuel for healthy living. If you want some free courses on unleashing your money magnet and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, loomlife.com. At that same website, which is my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, you can find my very transformational programs, including my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you want to be a professional astrologer and earn money as an astrologer, I can teach you how to do that from ground level all the way up to the professional level. Or if you'd just like to learn for your own personal development and helping friends and family, I can also help you there. And I have other courses that you can see there at loomlife.com, loomelife.com. If you're looking for readings or personalized astrology education packages, you can go to anniebclarity.com and see the options there. If you would like to get exclusive content access, so more content from me, helping you to understand your natal chart, giving you more goodies on the current and upcoming astrological transits. If you want to understand many ways that you can make tough astrological transits easier, you can find all that at anniebastrology.com. Now for my books, I have 3 books that are available and more on the way. You can find Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe on the shelf at all major booksellers, in the Mind, Body, Spirit section. And that is a very beautiful hardcover, in-depth book. You can also get it online or at any indie bookstore. My other book, Radical Prayer, Transform Your Life and the World in 28 Days. This is a non-denominational prayer and affirmation book. I've heard a lot of people carry it around in their bag with them and refer to it often. It's a beautiful book. You can find it through any major bookseller and online. also at indie stores, and my new release of my very first book, which is a spiritual novel called Tough Pill to Swallow. So it's a beautiful, supernatural, autobiographically inspired book. Tough Pill to Swallow is based on my experience working for Big Pharma decades ago, selling a drug that got recalled. And you'll see more about that in Tough Pill to Swallow, which you can also order online or get order through any major bookseller or indie book seller. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!